This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I have no words to express the sorrow and outrage I feel about Israel's continuing actions in Lebanon and the fact that they killed 60 civilians in one single strike, many of them children. And this is not the first time that has happened. This same place, this same area was hit by them 10 years ago when more than 100 people died in the same place, many of them children. This is what Israel calls precision bombing. This is what Israel calls targeted killing. I am no fan, no supporter, not even a defender of Hezbollah or Hamas or any organization like that. But what Israel is doing is just a fancy new form of genocide, including the destruction of civil property and the killing of innocent children. It's the Israelis who come crying on our shoulder, asking us for more money to support them with weapons when some nutjob Palestinian blows himself up in a pizza parlor, killing 4 or 5 Israelis, and it's a massacre that they talk about. The word massacre pops up anytime more than 2 Israelis or 3 Israelis die in a settlement or in a pizza parlor that some Palestinian has attacked. But nowhere in the media, nowhere in our American newspapers, from the New York Times to the Daily News to the Wall Street Journal to any of the other papers, have I seen the word the massacre of 60 Lebanese, the massacre of 20 or 30 Lebanese children. The word massacre, I guess, only applies when Israelis are the victims. When a few Israelis get killed at the hands of a Palestinian suicide bomber, that is a massacre. Anything else happening to the Palestinians, to the Arabs, to the Lebanese, it's just collateral damage. Who really cares? And what saddens me is there is no outrage. There is nobody calling on Israel to halt the bombings from our country. Not a single politician has made a peep. Not a single politician or man in the White House or in Congress has made any statement on this, even saying, oh, this is regrettable and the Israelis should stop. Not a single one. We are so beholden to the Zionist lobby in America. We sell out our own interests and we look the other way when they carry out genocide, when they carry out the killing of children. We do not think that is a massacre. That does not count because those victims are not Israelis. Those are not Zionists getting killed. And so the clock stops. The counter stops. The victims are only victims if they're Israeli. And that is shameful. That is hypocritical. And that is just inhuman. So in this so-called war that Israel is waging, they're the only ones who have an air force. They're the only ones who have an organized army with missiles and rockets. They're the only ones who are managing to kill civilians by the dozen every day. Yes, Hezbollah needs to be neutralized, but killing the Lebanese, destroying their city, destroying their country, destroying their day-to-day life, and killing their children by the dozen is not the way to get the Hezbollah to be kicked out of Lebanon. That's not the way. But Israel does not care, because that's not what the Israelis are interested in. They're the big bullies in town, and they have to be given the respect, because they have American-provided, American-financed weapons, and the fanciest technology. In the meantime, they are the country that spies on America. They are the country that actually sells American know-how to other countries. And they're the country that does not even listen when George W. Bush or any American president says, this is the roadmap. Do not build this wall. Do not build more settlements. Do not usurp more Palestinian rights. That is the country that blows off our presidents. And that's the country that laughs all the way to the bank because we Americans are lining up to give our taxpayer money for them to go kill Lebanese children. Yet all that happens and no one in our country, not a politician, not a media man, not a TV journalist, not a broadcast person, not a single organization makes any sound, any criticism, any demand for the Israelis to stop this wanton killing and the destruction of human life. Nobody asks for that. We just blindly look the other way because after all, it's not Israelis getting killed and who cares about the others? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.